Following public outcry at the unhygienic conditions under which animals are slaughtered for public consumption at Aveno, a suburb of Accra, the Metro Public Health Department of the Accra Metropolitan Assembly and the Food and Drugs Authority have in past few weeks been conducting unannounced visits to the venue to ensure that the right thing is done to protect the public from consuming contaminated meat. Our reporter Ibrahim Kwatin visited the site and his father's report.
Many Ghanaians will perhaps stop consuming meat if they were privy to how and where most animals are slaughtered for public consumption at Aveno in Accra. The conditions under which these illegal activities take place are so terrible that one wonders why the AMA should pride itself with claims of having maintained hygienic standards that equates other cities in the world. I did not only find it an eyesore when I chanced on the location, but kept wondering why at this age and time a country that claims to be the gateway to Africa should have what I would describe as an unhygienic death trap right in the middle of its capital. Ironically, this so-called abattoir is located 5 meters to a dilapidated KVIP owned by the assemblyman for the area, who is mandated to ensure that the welfare of his people are taken care of. Apart from the numerous flies, people are seen comfortably easing themselves in the middle of the activity. A look at the faces of the miscreants who are engaged in this activity reveals that they do not find anything wrong with their actions. The director of Metro Public Health Department of the AMA, Dr. Simpson Animbwatin, and the acting deputy chief executive in charge of food safety division of the Food and Drugs Authority, FDA, Isabella Mansa Agra, take turns to assure the public on what the institutions are going to do to reverse the situation.
We have realized that they have stopped using the ties since our last visit. They are no more using it at all, so we are happy about that. But the environment still remains very unhygienic, and they are soaking the cows here, which shouldn't be the case. What is inside there? The structure itself has a lot of deficiencies. So we came together with the Food and Drug Board and the Veterinary Service, and we resolved that this place needs to be upgraded to an appreciable level. We have to close it down for a day or two to do some renovation work to be done better. So we have just finished a meeting. I need to go and discuss it with my bosses, and then we agree on a date for that to be effected. If there's shortage of gas, then something wouldn't happen, because we will not compromise on that. It's a standard we need to maintain. Yes, we have told them in plain language that it is an offense to use car tires to sink the carcass, and anybody found doing that will be severely dealt with. The AMA is actually working. If we were not to be working, all the bad things you saw before will still be there. But because we are working, most of them have been eliminated, and gradually everything will be corrected. My final assurance to Ghana that after this exercise, the meat that will come out for them to consume will be wholesome.
Conditions under which the cows are being held is not good at all. So they have been asked to move the cows from there. Owners will be notified and they have to move the cows from there. We have allowed them a month within this period with which they have to move all the cows. And beyond that 1 month, no cow will be allowed here. We will be here to check. Then we go to what they are calling an abattoir, which is not really a proper abattoir.
A representative of the Metro Public Health Department of the Accra Metropolitan Assembly, and in that report by Ibrahim Kwati.